Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey there, listeners. Before we get started, we want to give a couple of quick announcements. Number one, the finale of Maul ended up being a bit long, so we're going to go ahead and split it into a two-part finale to make it a bit more digestible for both editing and listening. The first part releasing today, and the second part releasing after the next episode of The Badlands, so we'll keep it on that alternation schedule. The second thing is we want to give a huge thank you once again to the official sponsor of this miniseries, Nimble, a fast tactical TTRPG. If you like what you hear this episode, there are a few great ways to get your hands on the game today. As of right now, you can still click the link in this episode description to be a late backer on the Nimble Kickstarter for discounted hard copies and PDFs of the game. If you missed the Kickstarter, fear not. You can still visit nimblerpg.com to get PDF-only versions of the game and access to the Hexbinder class that Candace plays throughout the series for a 20% discount with the code MHHF. Thank you so much to Nimble for sponsoring us, and we hope that you'll check out the game. It really, really helps us and the folks at Nimble when you do. And with that, on with the show.
Previously on Legends of Maul, treachery of the Rat King.
A roving band of cutthroat marauders seems to have drawn the ire of King's Court's noblest knights.
Semantically, I think I am actually a hostage.
I'm an edible mushroom!
It's all right, I got my crotchet stick ready to go.
Sometimes you get more flies with honey than you do with hot sauce.
The dreaded hands of Arcadia. They took the children.
You must head down through the Middlewood, and on to Kiosk.
For King's Court.
For King's Court.
For King's Court.
This is Dreadwing.
Run! Run to the heated wheels!
Okay, it's my first time driving!
And all of you run into the foliage of the Middlewood.
It strangely feels like home to me.
I don't know how these people don't understand. This self-sacrifice business is not noble, it's thoughtless.
Boom! A massive foot comes crashing to the tiled earth before you. Susie, you recall the giant standing behind Kiosk.
Can we ask for safe passage?
I should think so.
You all tumble down the stairs into the depths of Kiosk.
I usually have an ear to the ground, so I might be able to help us pick up a bit of gossip.
You've got mighty fine nerve showing your mug around these parts.
Sam, you son of a bun!
Know ye the Rat King. We thought him slain, a sword driven through the knot that served as his heart.
Does that mean that he's looking for individuals to contribute to his heart?
There is one patron in this bar whom I do not know.
Could we actually have another round for our friend here? I think we'd love to talk with him.
Because it's his birthday.
Where are the children?
He points and says, the trailer right there. That's where the kids are.
This is our moment. Go, 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 go.
And emerging from the other side of the trailer is a large gecko.
If you think you're going to get your children back, you're dead wrong.
The red and blue tractor trailer cab begins to unfold.
Roll out.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Mage Hand High Five, Legends of Maul, Treachery of the Rat King. I'm your game master, Casey Pappas, he, him, and with me are our players, ranked by how likely they are to transform into a car on a dime.
Ooh, least to most.
Least to most. Yeah.
Okay.
First, Rowan McStay.
Hi, I'm Rowan McStay, playing Prince Henry Lightpaw. And I'm very analog. I don't think, I don't like to be, tech doesn't like me. The feeling is mutual.
Next, the first of our two guest players, Jen De La Vega.
It's me, Jen De La Vega. I'm playing Lila Oysterling, your little mushling girly.
Yeah.
And it's true. I actually don't like cars, and I don't even have a driver's license.
Whoa, there you go.
Whoa.
Nary played with a car, don't even fantasize about it, you know. Don't really like driving movies either.
Those things are dangerous.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Next, Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop, playing Sin of the Bun, and I can change into many things. Cars are not among those things. I don't know the first thing about cars, but sure, tell me to turn into an animal, some sort of weird eldritch horror. Great. Yeah, I'm fully on board.
Great. And last, the second of our two guests this episode, Candace the Magnificent.
Hi. Yeah, no, totally me. Would 10 out of 10 change into a car? Absolutely. Would be even more likely to turn into a robotic T-Rex, if you know, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Or you know, turn into a cool, an interesting looking boombox that has a playable tape. Yes, all of those.
Love
Hi.
That.
My pronouns are they, she, and a sprinkle of he, and I am playing Susie Slowfoot.
Like last time, we will be playing Nimble, a brand new lightweight RPG by game designer Evan Diaz. Thank you, Evan and Nimble, for sponsoring Maul and for letting us play your fantastic game. I'm so excited to get into it. One last thing that's changed since last time is that you've all leveled up.
Yeah.
You're going into this next episode with level 4 characters.
Huzzah!
I can do stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Stacked.
And with that being said, shall we dive in?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get it.
Yes, I'm so scared.
Then I will set our scene. You are currently in the stables of Kiosk. You are surrounded by the different steeds and companions of weary travelers who have made their way to Kiosk. This is a large room. You see in the distance doors that would open in order to exit Kiosk, likely where all of these steeds and vehicles have passed through in order to get in and out. The ceiling goes up and up and up. You think maybe all the way to the top of Kiosk. This is a big room. In front of you is the trailer to the Arcadians' vehicle. You think at the moment your best lead is that the kids that the Arcadians have kidnapped are all inside. Lephaedra stands between you and it, her long robes and ornate headdress speaking to her creepy, wicked magic. And then near her and near the front of the trailer is the now fully transformed vehicle the Arcadians came in. Large, stocky blue legs, a red upper torso, two windows in his chest, a blue shielded face. He looks at you and says,
"Let's roll out."
I'm not sure I know what that means, but you said it in a way that seems quite threatening, so I'm concerned.
Lephaedra says, "He keeps saying that. I think it's significant." And I need you all to roll initiative.
Yes! Here we go!
So just a reminder, initiative will decide how many actions you get in the first round of combat.
Yes.
This is when we just roll the d20, right?
D20 plus dex.
Or in some people's cases, minus dex.
Oh, yes, correct. That's right. I got a 5. You all have fun.
Got a 22.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
21 for Senna.
What the heck? 11. This is my first time getting two actions on the first attack.
Great. So why don't we handle it like this? Lila, you will go first in the combat.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be Senna, followed by Henry, and then Susie, and then Lefedra, and Op. We're calling him
Op.
Op. Yes, the copyright safe version.
Optimal first.
Great. So, Lila, you start out with all three of your actions.
How are we positioned again? We've just entered the room.
So you are actually in the middle of the room. At the moment, there is not too much nearby you. The truck is positioned on a little platform. Actually, like a rather large platform. The trailer, the robot, Lefedra, all of you are all on this platform right now. It seems to be where the truck is parked or was parked.
Got it. You said this room is really big. Does it go all the way up through Kiosk or only just a closed-off room?
You think it might. It might go all the way up through Kiosk. You don't know.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, young girlie bends her head back, her blindfold to the sky, or presumably where the sky is, and you see some light emerge from underneath her blindfold.
Okay.
And she casts Arc Lightning.
Yee.
Oh! Which is, if you can zoom out, like, a lot. Like, away from Kiosk. above the mall itself. There is an antenna that has been gathering, you know, static energy. You know, gathering energy from lightning, you know, just a little every now and then from planes that pass by. And all of that gathers up and slowly makes its way all the way down from the roof, down through the Kiosk. It goes through her and hits our car friend. Our car enemy.
You hear Susie say, "Kraken, good shot."
This takes up two actions, and it's a range of 12, so I think it should reach.
Wow.
Oh, for sure. Fantastic. What do you need to roll?
3d8 for damage.
Whoa.
Okay.
That is 12.
All right.
Massive.
You fire off this electric beam. It blasts the robot. He staggers back, and you see one of the windows in his chest has cracked. And he's a robot, so he doesn't have any emotions, but he would probably be mad if he were alive.
Good shot, Lila.
She brings her head down, and she looks at him and says, "So metal."
Great. You have one more action.
Okay. I'm going to use Bond of Peace, which is I imbue my spoken words with calming magic, gaining advantage on any check made to soothe anger or fear in creatures who can hear me.
Ooh, okay.
That will help with the kids and the people who hate us.
Yeah. I think you hear a very small gong when it enacts. Yeah, exactly.
That echoes. Yeah, it echoes throughout the place. People around have stopped and are now looking at this crazy combat that has broken out in the middle of the stables. And the gong rings out. Senna, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to run up on Optima first. I'm going to use a burst of speed to use my wind step ability, which allows me to ignore all any difficult terrain, anything like that. And when I use wind step, I can also use my new martial ability called I Jump on His Back.
Which, if I move into the space of a creature my size or larger, I may jump onto its back. So I'm going to jump up onto Optimal First's back, take my crotchet stick, and jam it down into where its head meets its body.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
And because I'm on its back, I have advantage on my attack.
Ooh.
Neat. Okay. Go ahead.
Still not that great. That is 7 damage.
Not bad, okay. though.
Hey, not bad. Damage Pretty is solid. Damage.
Yeah.
And I will use my final action to just do one last bat with my with my back paws.
Great. Go ahead.
That's another 7.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
I upped my strength, so everything's hitting a little harder.
I know. It feels good, doesn't it?
Wow. Okay.
You're crime against nature, and I don't know what you are. Stop moving.
After your turn, the robot says,
"In the name of justice, unhand me."
And begins punching you.
No! No!
He is going to make an attack. Ooh, and you take 13 points of damage.
Whoa!
As oh my gosh! Tina!
Slams into you.
What's your HP like right now?
Well, it was 24 before I got hit.
Oh, no.
All right, that hurts really bad. But what I'm going to do is use another ability, which is called Bring the Pain.
Ooh. Oh.
Once per round,
really now.
I can turn any melee attack against me into a crit. And when I'm crit, the damage is reduced by half and the attacker takes the same amount of damage, ignoring armor.
Yeah!
Oh, that's excellent.
Youch. Okay.
So I take half a crit and Optimal takes the same amount.
Oh.
Put that in your tailpipe and smoke it, Optimal.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to make this even crunchier. I can suffer one wound to double the damage the enemy takes. And I have an ability called Unyielding Resolve, which means I can ignore the first wound I would suffer each encounter.
Whoa. Yes. What would the action
so
be on all of this?
Just doubling.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
So
wait a
mad.
Minute. How do you use these? Are these actions? How does this work?
These are abilities.
You can just fire them off?
I have an ability called Unyielding Resolve, which allows me to ignore the first wound I would suffer each encounter, and when wounded abilities still trigger.
That's pretty solid.
And the Bring the Pain ability is a reaction, and that suffering a wound to double the damage is part of that one ability.
Wow. These are passive. Yeah, they're not. Yeah. That's so
okay.
good.
Bah, 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 bah.
Very good.
I'm using my own internal energy to redirect onto Optimal all the damage that he's trying to deal to me.
That's okay. so good.
So the crit will have me re-roll the lowest die. So I'm going to do that. Yoinks. Which brings it up to a... Yeesh. Brings it up to an 18.
Okay. So that will be... Half to 9 for me, but a full okay. 18 for Optimal.
Wow. What?
Yeesh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Woo. I can't do that too much, but I can yes. do it now.
Sinna, you all right? Big fella, why don't you come in here and pick on someone even less your own size? And I'm going to use a reaction called Face Me, which is when an enemy crits... on one of my friends, which he has now done because of Robin's ability. I can now taunt the enemy so that Optimal has disadvantage on attacks on anyone other than me until I drop to 0.
No!
Yes!
This level up really got us some shiny new stuff.
It did.
Really did.
Wow.
What?
Huge difference.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Cool.
Well, I thought
so,
you faced me, you big tin can.
Thanks, Mr. Prince.
Optimal is aggroed on you now.
Great.
He's fully ignores everyone else in the combat and is like,
you.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, sure, it'll be fine.
Henry, it is your turn. You used up one of your actions to do a reaction, so you have one left.
Right. I think I will, in preparation for what I would like to do next, I think I'm going to back up, actually, away from Optimal. So I'm gonna move a little bit backwards and just prepare for the coming fight and draw the telling tack and just wait. Is it it's not glowing by any chance in the presence of Lephaedra, is it?
Here's the thing. Mm. It is glowing.
Oh,
what? Oh, no.
There are friends of King's Court nearby.
Oh, blast, it's the children, isn't it? Kids, we're coming for you. And I'll step back.
Okay. You step back. Do you step off the platform?
No, I just want to step a little bit away to... The intention is to step a little bit away from these folks so that I'm having to move toward them in the next turn.
Cool. You step back. You are at the very edge.
Great.
However, you are one movement away from everyone.
Exactly. That's exactly where I want to be.
Great.
Keep those feet light, Mr. Prince.
I'll do my best. Also, why are you calling me that? You've never called me that. It's Henry. God.
Oh, all right. I thought it was a cute thing we could do, but if you're...
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. It could be a cute thing. I'm open to a cute thing. I just don't want to... I don't want there to develop sort of a sense of hierarchy between us, you know.
I just like Mr. Prince. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, is that okay? Whatever suits your fancy, then that's fine.
All right. this seems like a weird time for this conversation.
Lephaedra says, "Is the flirting standard in your combat?"
Oh no, there's not. There's another. But
we're not flirting, are we?
No, I don't. If I am, I'm sorry. It's not what I'm going for.
Also, you're not involved in this.
While holding desperately onto this giant robot. Yeah,
you're on Optimal's back trying not to get thrown off as he moves.
Am I sending the wrong signals?
No, it's all right. I got it.
No, there is... It seems fully platonic to me.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate it.
Susie, it is your turn.
Susie points her staff in the direction of this vehicular creature. Okay. And starts kind of muttering an incantation under her breath as everyone is kind of chatting away. She's staring daggers at Lethedra, but has the staff pointed at the vehicle. And I'm going to let loose a hex. I only have one action. So that is one action that I think is going to do me right here.
Okay. Do it up.
Oh my gosh. Wait, is there... Do these dice explode?
Yeah, exploding yes. Crits. Yes. Yes.
Right? Oh yes. My crits. Goodness yeah. Gracious. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So hex is damage or affliction unless you crit, and then you get both. So I just crit. So yeah, it's 7 points of damage to this mean old... Metal Miser and an affliction. The affliction is withered. Target's first attack each round against a friendly creature is made with disadvantage.
Oh, that's great, because that would give... If he's locked in on me, he's got disadvantage on the rest of you, and he would have disadvantage on me.
Correct. Right.
That's so good, Susie.
Yes.
Nicely done.
That sucks.
Thank you, Elder Susie.
You see a purple and red beam of energy kind of ping out and smash this guy right in the chest, right in the little sigil that he has there in between his shining pectorals.
I'm getting tingles. What is that?
No, right in his matrix of leadership.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, cool. Since you... just went. Optimal is going to, he's going to attack someone nearby with disadvantage since he gets to take actions after each hero's turn. So he is going to attack Lila.
With disadvantage.
Try it.
The thing about Optimal is that he has an ability that treats the highest die rolled as the primary die.
Hmm.
So he's going to hit a lot.
Sure. Oh. Lila also has Alacrity.
What's that?
What does that
when
mean?
When attacked, defend for free.
That's so good.
That's what? Delightful.
Okay. So he is going to do 14 points of damage to you.
Do I have a contested roll for...
I believe defending reduces the damage by your armor?
By my armor. Okay, right.
Okay, that reduces it to 10 points of damage.
Still great.
We gotta take this thing down quickly.
Right, Lila, you okay?
She's just a little smushed. Oh, I'm not done. Wait.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Along with Alacrity, I defend for free. After the damage is dealt, I gain the charged condition and then teleport anywhere within range.
Whoa.
Yes.
So you smack her, and it seems like she goes into the ground, and she appears right behind Lethedra. And she is now, she has a charge condition, and she is crackling with static electricity.
Oh, that's Ooh. Wonderful.
Talk about a magic mushroom.
Cool, you do that. You teleport behind Lethedra, and you are crackling with static energy. It is Optimal's turn. Optimal is going to rush forward and try and hit you, Henry.
I'm sure this won't hurt at all.
Cool. So he is going to rush forward and hits you for 7 points of damage.
I will defend and change that to 2, I think.
Great. And that is going to be Optimal's turn. Lethedra is next.
I love the name, hate the attitude.
She smiles and says, why, thank you, darling. And then her eyes roll back in her head. She starts to chant. And it's weird. The air shimmers around her. It's like on a hot day when the air shimmers above the pavement. Oh. There's a movement to the world around you. You're all going to take damage because you can all hear her.
Oh, no.
You all take 8 points of psychic damage.
Ah.
Oh, no. I'm not doing well.
Uh-oh.
Me neither. Oh, my goodness.
You said 8? Okay.
Yes, Oof. As she raves ecstatically.
Oof.
And she says, don't act like you're so fulfilled in King's court. What has that Lorinia ever done for you save send you for her errands? The Rat King is the true king. These children do more in his service than in hers. And then it's Sam Goodeye's turn.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sam is here.
Sam is with you.
Oh, crap.
Sam pulls out a toothbrush.
Yes.
That has one end sharpened. And says, right, we're taking out the witch.
Just take out everything you can.
Sam cracks their neck and says, down to business. And is going to make an attack against Lethedra.
Get cracking, Sam.
You don't gotta tell me twice. They spin and jab at Lethedra, and one of the jabs makes contact. She reels back as they have connected with her right arm. She hisses. The round resets. But at the top of the round, Lethedra flicks her wrist, and you see Optimal raise both arms in the air and slam them into the ground. And I need you all to make strength saving throws.
Oh, no. Even with advantage, that's only a 13.
19 for Senna.
16.
I got a 7.
Senna, you remain on Optimal's back. The other three of you are thrown from the platform.
No!
From the platform? Aw.
You hear from behind you a and then a click. You look to see a very large, buff gecko flick a lever. And the platform begins to raise into the air.
God.
Oh, Karina.
Karina smiles and says,
"Right, take out the rabbit, sister. I've got these ones."
Oh, no, 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 Senna.
The platform
up to high.
Begins climbing towards the lofty ceiling above. The trailer, Lefedra, Optimal, and Senna still on board. And Cruenna enters the combat.
I'm going to a party. Are you? GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designated to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether it's a zine, a massive tome, or maybe something that doesn't even have pages, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. GameFound will be having an open call for submissions from May 5th through the 26th, with crowdfunding going live this fall. Submissions will be reviewed by a panel of industry partners like Darrington Press, Modifius Entertainment, Free League, and Magpie Games. They will be selecting 15 to 25 projects that will be receiving support in the way of workshops with industry experts, marketing, one-on-one mentorship, and a community to grow with. Let this be the final push you need to make your game a reality. It's going to be challenging, it's going to be stressful, but when it's all finished, it's incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today. This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems, this isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. As an actor, I really loved their blog about how Darth Maul from the Star Wars saga incorporates the tropes of Shakespeare's villains, fools, and tragic heroes into this big sci-fi epic. Join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Manysided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack. You're not going to want to miss it.
Hey, I'm Dre Silvertooth and I'm a GM. You should absolutely come listen to our podcast because I have the best heroes. They're hunting curses for the Queen of Vire and it's going great.
I got 5 hit points.
I have a plan.
Is it to write my eulogy?
They make really good choices.
Oh God, why did I do that?
It's all according to plan. Textbook success.
How do you cram a werewolf through a 1.5-foot diameter ring?
Creatively.
Okay, so maybe not textbook.
Try to remain calm.
Fine. They are bad heroes. I have very bad heroes on my podcast. But they are hilarious. Come check us out at badheroescast.com or find Bad Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
And Cruenna enters the combat.
You're just a big bully with bad hair.
She does have bad hair. I wasn't going to say anything.
Did she even have hair?
The problem is it's just the little tuft, and it doesn't really suit her, does it?
Corinna says, it's a pompadour. Why does nobody understand the pompadour? It's not out of style. I swear, it was all the rage during the Great War.
Oh, honey. And it's like the most vicious oh, honey they've ever heard.
Someone should tell her the war is over.
She,
enough of this.
And begins running for you. And as you do, you see a couple of soldiers who are still patting spiders off of themselves are attempting to ready themselves for combat. Lila, your orb of spiders has held them off for this round, but they may join the next. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And speaking of Lila, it is your turn.
Oh boy. This is exciting. So yeah, she's charged for 1 minute. And she just reaches her hands out. How far away is this person from her?
Cruenna? I will say Cruenna is near. She's not on top of you. She right. is near. She is one movement away.
I'm actually going to take this opportunity to heal myself for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so let's see. I heal myself for 4, which is a little helpful, but not the best.
Hey, listen. 4 ain't nothing.
And after stealing herself for a moment, after this, you know, light refresh, she gets closer to Cruenna and is going to cast Overload.
Mm. What does that do?
So if I am charged, I can electrocute people.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you do.
I don't actually have to be next to them. I can be 2 away, if that makes any difference. If I can stand where I am.
Yeah, no. You can stay right where you are. I'll say 2 is the distance you would need to get to near. So you are within range of that. And yeah, what happens?
She kind of reaches her hands up like she's going to cup your chin, and little sparks of electricity come out and shock her through the temples.
Whoa.
Yes.
If Cruenna's tuft of hair wasn't standing before, it is now. As
well, that's a pompadour.
For 11 damage.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, that hurt. Cruenna goes, Oh, the plant can play.
A little spicy. And she does it again for her 3rd action.
Lila.
It just keeps going.
Oh my god.
Like, you hear the crack. You know how Gecko's like a little moist?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her skin starts to dry out a little.
Oh.
Not a dry gecko. That's the worst kind of gecko.
You electrocute this barbarian, and she's like, that hurt. She's not having a good time.
Not having a good time because she does 7 more points of damage.
Yeah, okay. Wow, 18 points in one turn.
It's killer, Lala.
Stacked. You're stacked little mushroom. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really good.
Golly. Great. And that's all 3 actions?
That's all 3 actions.
Thank goodness.
I know.
Great. Next in the order is Cinna. Cinna, you are on this raising platform. You're still on Optimal's back. And Lephaedra crows to you and says, you can give up, you know. There's no shame in it.
But there's no fun in it either.
And Optimal says, never give up.
Exactly. This one gets it. I wish he would stop hitting me so much, but he gets it. You know what? You know what, Optimal? I feel like you and I are getting to be great friends. And all the rest of my friends are down at the bottom of this platform. So why don't you go join them? And I'm going to try and maneuver Optimal to the edge of the platform and knock him off.
Wow.
I'm going to have you make a strength contest against this transmorpher.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Cinna, if anyone can.
Does this count as an attack?
Does this count as an attack? No, I think this is a skill contest.
All right. It's going to be tough, but if it works, it's going to be real great.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, Cinna, it would be so good if it works.
I guess, just to make this fair, I think it will be one strength check to get him to the ledge.
Okay.
And then one strength check to push him off.
Mm.
First roll is a 22.
What?
Wow.
Well.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, hold on. You are able, you twist his head around, and as he is trying to get at you, he stumbles back to the ledge.
Oh, Cinna, yes, 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 yes.
Now I need you to make a second strength check to get him off the ledge.
All right, here we go.
Oh, come on, Cinna.
Moment of truth. That's a natural 1.
No!
No! No!
Optimal does not roll a nat 1.
Uh-huh.
I think on a nat 1, Optimal is able to throw you off his back. You land on the platform.
Okay.
You don't take any damage. You are no longer on his back.
All right. You have to admit, if I had done it, it would have been cool.
It would have been great, Cinna. It would have been really good.
It is after your turn. He slams into you. You are going to take only 4 points of damage.
All right. I still don't like it.
Mm.
How far up am I?
The platform is raising rapidly. I think from the people on the ground, you would be far now.
I have something that could help you.
All right. Because I don't have anything that can deal with that.
Great. Henry, it is your turn.
Okay.
I am so sorry. Before you continue your turn.
Go ahead.
Can I defend against that attack?
Yes.
That's a good shot. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. My armor is 4, so I would like to not take 4 damage.
Okay. Yeah.
It's actually so good.
That'll take one of your actions from next turn.
That's totally fine.
Okay.
I am severely injured.
Great. Henry, it is your turn.
All right. I've got a couple things that I want to do to kind of coordinate here.
Okay.
The first thing that I'm going to do is my coordinated strike with a free action. Myself and an ally within 6 spaces immediately make a weapon attack or cast a cantrip for free. However, when I use my coordinated strike, I'm also going to be using the commander ability advance. So when I use my coordinated strike, all of me and my allies within 12 spaces, which I think includes Cinna, can move up to half their speed for free.
Wow.
Whoa.
So I am going to move toward Cruinna. Anyone else who wants to move can move half of their speed for free.
Cool.
Lila, I'm going to give you that cantrip.
Okay.
Because Susie, you don't have a cantrip, right?
Mm-mm.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So Lila, I'll give you the cantrip. Do some damage, baby.
You got it.
I would love to roll out from underneath Optimus' feet and to roll get out. Back on my own feet.
to roll out, Cinna.
Of course, Cinna.
Lila, you still charged up?
No, but...
That's all right. Do some damage anyway.
I still have this. And she swings her coffee stirrer with the paperclip in it. And she tries to capture a little bit more lightning. And it zaps Cruinna.
Ooh, okay.
This time in the torso.
Wow. How much damage?
8.
8. Great.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Well done, Lila. And then also because of that advance ability, I am going to gain advantage on the first attack this round. Because with that ability, if I move toward an enemy, I get advantage on that first attack.
Ooh.
I'm also going to use my other commander ability, Lunging Strike, which now allows me to use... I have combat die now. So it allows me to expend a combat die to deal extra damage equal to 2 times the roll of that combat die on this attack.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
I think that is 11 damage.
Whoa. All right.
Oh, and I actually get to make another weapon attack because of that coordinated strike. So I'm going to make one more.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. But that's a miss.
Oh.
You swing. It's a great slash. You press your luck, try again, and miss.
Okay.
However, Corinna's not looking fantastic. Like,
great.
y'all are ganging up on her, and she was really counting on her friends not being spidered right now.
Yeah. I have, that was actually all one action, weirdly.
Whoa!
All of these are, like, part of the same coordinated action, and you can basically, like, coordinate all of these different abilities together, which is fun.
Yow. Okay.
So I am going to attack again with disadvantage because it's a stacked attack.
Okay.
That's 6 more damage.
Whoa.
Whew. Yes. All right.
Now that's what I call leadership.
Fantastic. Yeah, you rush forward and it's a flurry of sword cuts. And it's masterful swordsmanship.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're too kind.
Thank you, narrator.
Anything else you do on your turn? Or is that your 3?
I think that's my 3. I don't think there's anything else I can do.
Okay, great. Susie, it is your turn. You're within striking distance of Cruinna.
Okay.
Although, as a spellcaster, I don't know if you want to be.
It's not the best, but, you know...
You could, if you want to use your movement, because I gave that movement for free, you're welcome to move out of her range.
Oh, true.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Everyone can
You
move.
Can move back, yeah. Yeah.
Nice, then I think that I'll scooch on over.
Okay.
Susie kind of looks, eyes sort of narrowed at Cruinna, and then looks up at the platform and back down at Cruinna, and kind of raises her hands very slowly, trying to decide what to do. Optimum First is still above, correct?
Yes, is still on the platform, okay. Despite Senna's best efforts.
Okay.
He tried so hard and got so far.
Okay. I think that knowing that Prince Henry has already cast onto the vehicle, she kind of shakes her head a couple of times, like trying to process, like, what's happening in front of her. It's clear that they are very overwhelmed. I think they kind of set their brow and raise their wand, their staff again. I'm going to hex again for my first action.
Ooh, okay.
But this time it's going to be toward Cruinna. So it'll nice. End. Okay. It'll end that affliction on optimal.
Optimal. Okay.
Oh my god, I have to say, this game giving me D4s and stuff. I've never liked D4 systems. Like, I've never liked rolling the D4. It makes me so upset. This has changed my whole outlook. Hot dog. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
And we're going to use that as a quote for Nimble.
Yeah.
Oh,
please. It has transformed, like, how I feel, especially because at the lower levels, obviously, we're seeing a lot of, like, really amazing bumps in power from everybody at the table this session. And it's really, really cool. But I also felt like I didn't have as many options for how I wanted to attack before I hit this level. I didn't have access to as many things, but I feel like what you have at those levels is like still pretty solid. And I'm very happy with it. So that's 6 points of damage and an affliction. I'm going to give Kurenna enfeebled. Target Ooh. Falls prone at the end of each of my turns.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Whoa.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, no.
So it's a beam of like red and orange light this time. And you see Susie kind of crook one of her little claw-like fingers in Karenna's direction. And she says, "It's a shame you're always feeling second best."
Ooh, burn.
But that doesn't mean you can take it out on my people.
I'm going to do my second two actions at once. It is a Hexbinder spell that I have now gained use for. I can do this now. I'm very excited. It is called Blood Curse. So I'm going to roll my 1d4. Oh, actually, she has an affliction, so it's a d6.
Awesome. Oh, man.
This is
okay.
So good.
So that is 9 points of damage. And on a hit, the target becomes severely blood cursed, suffering 2 times the next damage they deal, ignoring armor.
Wow.
Yowza. Okay.
That's so good.
Yeah. So she'll take 9 points of damage, and then whatever she deals out after that, she suffers twice what she deals.
This game rules.
This time you see almost like a dark, bloody red pulse. It's like a little orb that pulses its way out of the end of the staff and hits her full in the chest. And it looks for a second like it absorbs into her body. And then you can see her eyes kind of glow a little red, crackling with that magic.
Mm. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Elder Susie, that was very good, but are you quite all right?
I'm dealing with something, Prince Henry. Don't worry about me. I'll be all right.
Oh, you know I can't help it.
She smiles at you warmly. For like a split second, the crackles in Karenna's eyes are like golden, and then they go right back to red.
Well, whatever you're dealing with, it's really working wonders for this combat.
God. Okay. Since your turn ends, I mean, this eldritch magic takes hold of Kurenna at her core. And as your turn ends, you see her. It's almost like she's magnetized to the ground. Her knees slam down, and then she fully collapses forward, slamming prone to the ground at the end of your turn, as she now has to do.
Susie taps their staff twice on the ground and says, and looks very pleased with herself.
Ooh, very yes. good.
Kruina snarls and says, "All right, that's enough mucking around." She reaches back, grabs the end of her tail, and pulls it off.
No!
She struggles to one foot and then the other, and you see she has a tail club.
Oh,
my gosh.
In her hands.
Oh, that's horrid.
And she says, "And now, it's my turn."
Really? Oh. In front of the young ones.
She is going to attack you, Henry. And that is going to be 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
You know, I kind of hate that. I think I'd actually rather it be 1 point of bludgeoning damage, so I think I'm going to defend.
Mm.
Oh, actually, I think I would rather it be no points of bludgeoning damage, because as a little mouse, I have this ability called Scurry, where I gain +2 armor if I moved on my last turn. So Ooh. I'm not going to take any damage at all, because my armor is up to 7.
What a cute ability.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you know who will take damage?
Karuna takes... Double.
Karuna takes damage.
Karuna takes double damage?
Yep.
Oh. That's 12 points of damage. She slams down her tail club on you. You are able to duck most of the way out of the way, and the armor deflects the rest of it. As her tail slams into the ground, she feels it. And she looks at you and says, "I don't know what you did, witch. I don't like it."
"Get used to it."
"How dare you call the finest elder of King's Court a witch? Take it back."
Corinna says, "I take nothing back." And then is going to swing again on you, Henry.
Okay.
She attacks twice. She attacks twice. And that time it's going to be 9 points of damage.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, because I can't use defend more than once in a round. You can't use the same reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. She sweeps the tail and bam, hits you with it.
I think Henry's in the middle of being like, "You better not call my mentor a witch. Elder Susie is the best damn sorcerer that King's Court has ever..." And just gets completely distracted.
Bam. Whacks you. Great. And that's Karuna's turn. Karuna is starting to slow down. Karuna's Great. Starting to huff and puff.
Ooh.
Next, it is Optimal's turn.
Man.
Optimal sets his sights on Cinna and says,
"All right, you deceiving punk. I'm going to take you down."
I did specifically tell you what I was going to do, though. I did tell you in advance that I was going to walk you off the edge of the platform. I believe the record will stay. Lefedra, I did say that, right? I did say that I was going to walk him off the edge of the platform, correct?
Lefedra just shrugs, like...
"I'm trying to be sportsman-like."
What does this have to do with it?
She's like, okay.
I don't care.
And Optimal says,
"Integrity."
And then goes to hit you.
That's it. Oh, all right. I thought we were having a nice conversation, but apparently not.
Optimal is going to take a swing at you. What is your health looking like?
I'm at 7.
Okay. How does 6 damage treat you?
Oh, my God.
It's not my favorite.
Cool.
Is this still the round in which I defended?
Yes, because Optimal took that hit on you after your turn.
All right, I'm taking the 6 then, because I can't stop
no.
it.
Oh, Cinna, roll off, I can help you.
roll out, Cinna, please.
Optimal cracks his fists, and it is Lefedra's turn. And Lefedra looks at you, Cinna, and says, "Poor rabbit. Is it really worth dying for King's Court? You know they wouldn't do the same for you. Have they made you Queen's Guard yet?
Well,
how about your little friend down there?"
"I'm an alternate. I think I'm 6th alternate."
"Always the alternate, never the guard."
"Well, when you put it that way, it's real sad."
"You see, I've been watching all of you. The eyes of Security are everywhere."
"I do see all."
"Security. Oh.
I have been watching you through the eyes of Security. I know your desires, your wants. You see, And she points down at the battle below and says, "The prince fights for a country that will never love him. How piteous it must be to be unloved by your home and unloved by your adopted home." And then there is the spellcaster, and she points at Susie, and she says, "I wonder where her magic stems from. It doesn't seem to be of this world like Lila's. It seems a little more like mine." And then there's the... and she points at Lila, whatever that is.
She sneezes.
What is it? And, well, wouldn't it be of use to all of you to have the aid of a boundless sorceress? You see, you all want something that King's Court can't provide. Join the winning side, and the Rat King will reward you with your heart's desire. Or you can just die for nothing.
Well, that all sounds well and good. Joining the winning side and getting everything we want. You also took a bunch of kids. It's kind of hard to really say that you're doing anything right or good when you're coming from the place of, "We took kids," you know? Mm. It's pretty
and
basic.
Think to yourself.
You're just not supposed to take kids.
Think to yourself. If those kids were to remain in King's Court, they would just grow up to be soldiers anyway. At least in Arcadia, they will be useful.
As soldiers?
No. As the life's blood of Arcadia. They will achieve the greatest honor, becoming vessels of the Rat King himself.
I don't rightly know what you mean, but you said it in a way that sounds real sinister, so...
Well, here, I can break it down for you. You see, the Rat King...
Yeah, well,
okay. The Rat King was composed... the Rat King had much power that could only fit into the bodies of 10 rats, all combined together, tied together, as it were. And, a long time ago, he suffered a devastating blow that took out most of them. And so he's recovering now. And so if we were to attach all of these children by the tail to him, it would restore him to his former glory, hence returning him to power, and then from there we could sweep all of Arcadia in one fatal blow. Does that make more sense?
That clears it up. Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Great.
For that.
I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page.
Having this whole conversation.
Yeah, I'd absolutely rather die than help you with any of those things. But thank you for clearing it up.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect. Well, made your choice. And she begins her fervent chant.
I love Emojo Jojo style villain reveal. It makes me so happy.
And she is going to rant and rave.
Ooh.
So everyone who can hear her, which is all of you, is going to take 5 points of psychic damage.
Senna's down.
No!
Senna, you are dying.
Did we hear what was just said?
I think you heard bits and pieces. I think it is the fervent chanting, it is less important that you make out the words and more that you hear it, just in general.
Oh, if I may take a reaction then. Cinna, don't listen to her. You know what King's Court has done for you, and you know what King's Court has done for me. The Queen has done more for us than the Rat King could ever pretend to be able to do. Get on your feet and keep fighting.
And I am going to use Hold the Line. When an ally drops to 0 HP, I command them to get up and continue the fight with 12 HP.
What? Whoa!
A plus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fight for King's Court until your last breath, Cinna.
Ooh.
Cinna raises their head up, says,
It's hard not to listen because I got real big ears, but there's one thing I know for certain. I don't fight for King's Court. I fight for Mr. Prince. And I'm gonna fight like hell.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I actually really did want you to fight for the Queen, but that's fine.
Prince Henry.
I fight for whoever Mr. Prince tells me to fight for.
The Queen.
The Queen, I guess.
That was so haughty. Lila's admiring you from like 2 feet away, like twirling hair she does not have.
Wait, me?
Oh god.
Twirling mushroom cap.
Henry does not register that whatsoever. This mouse loves nothing but games and the Queen.
Fantastic. Great, and that is LaPhaedra's turn. You wow. rise to your feet, and she's taken aback by your perseverance. And it is the end of her turn. Next in the order is Sam Goodeye.
God, why do I keep forgetting about that?
Sam's still here.
I
Sam
love
is
that
with
they're here.
You.
Sam!
You're right down there, Sam!
You may have forgotten about me, but I haven't forgotten about you. I'm still in this.
Looks over and points out and says,
"Look, I've spotted it with my good eye."
And points there near, not near, but far, is another platform.
Oh.
Oh.
It looks like there is another elevator in here for if and when you need to get up to the next part of this.
Sick.
And then Sam is going to attack. Is going to attack Cruenna. Ooh. And sort of spears viciously with their toothbrush. And Corinna's not looking good. Corinna's looking pretty foul. She looks around and goes, "Where is everybody?" And you look and all of the soldiers are still like, "Spiders! Spiders everywhere!"
This really came in handy.
And that is the end of Sam's turn. At the top of the round, the platform that Cinna, LaPhaedra, and Optimal are on nears the roof, nears the ceiling of this room. And as you watch, you see two doors in the roof begin to open. And you see, to your horror, the skylight above. It is open to all of Maul.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
And they begin to ascend through into the top of Kiosk.
Oh, that's not good.
Lila, it is your turn. Cruenna is staggering. She says,
"I still got fight in me."
During LaPhaedra's turn, she ranted and raved, and I think I took I didn't say it out loud, but I'll defend for that round.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Great.
Absolutely.
What was that damage again?
It was 5 points of damage.
All right, I reduce it by 4, so I'll only take 1.
Nice. Okay.
So that's one action. This is kind of a silly thing that I might do.
Do a silly thing. Be bad.
Yeah, we're going to do the silly thing. She's going to cast a cantrip called Tempest's Command.
Okay.
It's a voice of thunder.
Those abilities are all wild.
They're really crazy. My eyes glow and my voice is amplified to a booming, thunder-like volume for 1 minute.
Whoa.
Okay.
Get him, Lila.
Attention, mall shoppers. We have a sale at that kiosk. Kiosk. Attention, mall shoppers. We have a liquidation sale. A clearance.
And she's just kind of switching between languages and voices that she's heard. So you hear a, "Take on me."
Oh my god, Becky! A rat! Oh my god, a gross, stinky rat! It's over here by the kiosk!
And she also says it in Elvish.
Whatever that is.
There are rats on the kiosk. Send help, gross, ugly rats. And geckos. Free geckos. Attention, mall shoppers.
That's wild. I know it's wild. That's why I was like, I don't know if I should do this.
I love this.
No, that's actually so good. That's so good.
God.
So it's just like radio dial changes rapidly and people don't know where the sound is coming from.
Wow. Drawing the giants to the kiosk is crazy.
God, wait, so that is what you're doing. You are drawing attention to kiosk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In daylight.
Okay.
Big move.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Cool. You do that. Anything else? You have one more action?
Oh, I have one more action. I'm going to heal one more time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't been doing much for me, which has been a little scary. But, oh, great. I got a 6.
Nice.
On a D6. Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. Good. That's really good.
Okay. So she heals for 6.
Great. Your voice echoes throughout all of Maul. Somewhere Archimedes looks up from his desk as the sound of attention shoppers rings throughout the land. Great. Cinna.
All right.
The platform raises through the ceiling of the stables, and you are in the open air of Maul. You are raised back onto the ramparts of Kiosk. It is open air up here. You see a stunned goth warrior, the stunned goth guardian of Kiosk standing there. Even her war paint is unable to hide her shocked expression as you come raising through, along with a fully transformed robot, the trailer, and Lefedra. And now you are all out in the open air. The voice of Lila, like the voice of God, is ringing throughout the land, calling the giants to Kiosk.
Cinna feels all of those fears and flashes of emotion from their time in Petlandia and does the one thing that always helped them stay safe when the giants descended upon Petlandia, which was make the cutest possible face and look terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
So I'm trying to signal to the giant in the war paint that I need to be protected at all costs.
Wow.
Yes.
My...
You are not the weird, scary rat. Lefedra is the weird, scary rat.
Exactly.
God, I think this would be an influence check. So let me have you roll influence.
This is my... I have a -1.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Let's hope well, for the best.
Okay, hold on. Let me I will have you roll influence with advantage.
Okay.
Because you have already helped this giant.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is already sympathetic to your cause.
Here That's true. She's got a date to the promenade.
She is helping that other noble warrior.
16 minus 1, 15.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
15 is pretty good. You see her look. At first a little, and then she sees you and she goes, oh, and she looks and sees a gecko like rearing up to attack you. And she's like, no, and is going to intercede. She is going to throw her arm between you two.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it worked.
She is going to try to absorb any incoming damage for you.
Amazing. Now that I've done this, what do I do with the rest of my turn? Ooh, okay. I know what I want to do.
Oh, okay.
I want to swing my yarn around like a lasso and try to loop around one of Optimal's feet and trip him because he's never left the edge of the platform.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay.
So I want him to tumble down off the platform.
Oh. Well, okay. Like, y'all are on the ramparts now. I don't think there is any place for him to fall.
Okay.
Like, the elevator has made it to the top. Yes.
Oh.
You can still trip him, however.
Then, yeah. Let's try to trip him. Maybe I can get advantage on an attack.
Yeah.
How do you want me to do that?
I'm going to have you do a finesse check.
Alrighty.
And he is going to contest it with strength.
It's only a 12.
Hmm.
I think your nat one rolls are contagious.
Yes!
Ah, that's a great time for that.
Because you lasso his right foot and pull it out from under him. And he tumbles down and lands fully on his back.
Wow.
He starts to, like, move like a toy would, like, legs going, but he's just on his back. And you have knocked him over.
All right. That's the end of my turn because I defended.
You did.
So I've only got the two actions.
Okay.
I nuzzle into the giant's arms.
Senna, as your turn ends and Lila's voice booms over the intercom, you look at the shadowed interior of Petlandia looming in the distance. And from within, you see a flutter. Dreadwing approaches. Come back next time for part two of the finale of Legends of Maul, Treachery of the Rat King.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five, Legends of Maul, Treachery of the Rat King. You want to come support our show? Please do so by checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers, a little one for if you just want to show your support, a bigger one at $5 a month that gets you all kinds of fun goodies like an extra podcast, early access to merch, and more behind the scenes stuff from the episodes. And then if you really want to go above and beyond, $10 a month gets you all of those things, plus monthly live streams and creative content from the cast that you can't get anywhere else. So check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive to learn all about it. Thank you to Jacob Kersner for our music, and for Shane Smith for our logo, and for Fjell at Under Pale Water on Instagram for our beautiful cover art for Legends of Maul. Check out our website at magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. If you have already, we love you. If you haven't yet, get us to love you by doing it. I don't know. That's what we're rolling with. And now I'm going to shout out all of our original and up high subscribers over on Patreon. And I'm going to do it in one breath. Crimson Crown, finding new ways of making Robin regret giving me this power, so I'll make it as long as possible. Fear me, Robin. Michael Carey, Marin Nutt, Malty, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Koppel, Jay, Theo Wells, White, Lindsay, Dal Heimbecker, Dan Dippyfresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jellykeep, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Whipper, Trout Relief, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Every Spar, Am Lovely, Alison DeFevels, Dust Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forstokey, Liz, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Eldest Soldier, Lana Bangler, Hickman, and
Ow! I really thought I was doing well there. And then, sure enough, air was gone. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your folks about the show. Tell the inanimate object, like some stuffed animal or a puppet or a doll that's on your shelf and just looking at you all the time. It's probably not alive. It's probably not alive. It's not alive, right? It's fine. And when you do it, use the hashtag MHH5 and hey, how about a high five?